Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. M.R. Number 894. The Sydney Sanitarium. Wurunga. An ideal location for the sanitarium. Our brethren have selected a site for our new sanitarium. It is about 13 miles from Sydney and is in an excellent, healthful location. The altitude is about 600 feet, and the place receives the cool, life-giving breeze from the sea. Thus, while in the low-lying towns, the atmosphere is impure, hot, and oppressive, here it is pure, cool, and refreshing. Excellent roads and beautiful, picturesque scenery afford opportunity for pleasant drives. Freedom from the dust and the smoke, the din and the confusion of the city will be most grateful to the brain-weary and the sick. It was not God's purpose that people should be crowded into cities, huddled together in terraces and tenements. In the beginning, he placed our first parents in a garden, amidst the beautiful sights and sounds of nature. And these sights and sounds he desires men to rejoice in today. The more nearly we can come into harmony with God's original plan, the more favorable will be our position for the recovery and preservation of health. Our retired location will offer comparative freedom from many of the temptations of city life. Here are no liquor-selling hotels or dram shops on every corner to tempt the unfortunate victim of intemperance. And the pure sights and sounds, the clear, invigorating air, and the sense of God's presence pervading all nature tend to uplift the mind, to soften the heart, and to strengthen the will to resist temptation. While affording the benefits of country life, our sanitarium will be sufficiently near Sydney to secure the advantages of connection with the city. There are two railway lines leading into Sydney. The stations are about 20 minutes' drive from the sanitarium farm, and trains run almost hourly into the city. Five or six little villages within a few miles of our site are fast filling up with the residences of businessmen from the city. This district seems destined to be the most desirable of all the suburbs of Sydney. Not a person who has seen our location of land has one word of criticism to offer. All are surprised that we have purchased it so cheaply. We are sure that it possesses advantages above any other place we have seen. Appeal for means with which to build. Our new building should be erected at once, but we have not on hand sufficient means either to pay for the land or to erect the building. We thank the Lord that our brethren and sisters in America have had their hearts stirred to help the cause in Australia. But we are reluctant to draw upon them largely now, because they have so many missions in foreign countries to help. Dr. Kellogg and a few others have done what they could personally in donations for the sanitarium. For this, we thank them on behalf of our people in this country. Now, shall we not in Australia make an earnest effort to help ourselves? We had hoped, ere this, to have a sanitarium established and in running order. The hindrance has been the dearth of means. We are now paying more than £200 a year for a rented house. We hope that soon this amount may be devoted to paying for a building of our own in a healthful location, away from the confusion of the city. Again, I ask my brethren in Australia, and wherever this appeal may go, will you help us with your gifts in our emergency? Will you help in erecting a memorial for the Lord in Sydney? Such an institution will give character to our work. It will bring the truth before many persons of the higher classes, who might never see the light of truth but for the Lord's agencies in medical missionary lines. Through this instrumentality, Jesus, the Prince of Life, will be uplifted before those who are suffering and are subdued by affliction. As their hearts are softened by the grace of God, some will listen to the gospel and will see its claims upon them. They will give ear to the last message of mercy to the world. Come, for all things are now ready. My brethren, what will you do to forward this work? How much will you lay up as treasure in heaven by contributing toward the erection of a sanitarium? When the building is completed, It will give us facilities to educate and train workers who can carry forward the same work in other places, and thus the blessing will be extended. In this enterprise, all may bear a part. As the sanitarium shall do its work of beneficence, will you not rejoice to be able to say, with the means the Lord entrusted to me, I helped to establish that institution which is now doing such a wonderful work in restoring the sick? We ask that everyone now will do his best. You may have the same privilege as had the Macedonians. You may surprise the Lord's servants by the liberality of your gifts.
Both donations and loans sought from church members. The time has come for us to arise and build the sanitarium without waiting for anyone. This work is the work of the Lord, and it should have been done before this. The building of the sanitarium has long been contemplated, but the work has been delayed from positive necessity. The school buildings had to be erected, and this called for the means. We need now to walk by faith. The Lord will help us if we will arise and build. The light which the Lord has been pleased to give me is that in the work of establishing the sanitarium, we should ask our people for donations and loans. All the donations possible are to be obtained, and then our brethren are to be asked to loan their money without interest or at a low rate of interest. But we are not to borrow money from the banks, even though we are obliged to put up the building piece by piece. In this matter, let us work with an eye single to the glory of God. 42, 1900, 1. Words of instruction regarding the sanitarium at Warunga, July 23, 1900. Better facilities needed. The sanitarium in Sydney is now full, but the higher class of patients, those who can afford to pay well, will remain only long enough to take their treatment. They do not like the building or the rooms, and they will not stay any longer than they can help. The Sydney Sanitarium will advance God's work in Australia. We are now in California, and yet our interest in the work in Australia is not diminished. I am just as desirous now that the work in Australia shall go forward as I was when I was there. The work of the Lord in that place is in no way to decrease because we are not there. We feel an earnest desire that the work on the sanitarium shall advance as fast and as solidly as possible. I hope that you will help all you possibly can by gifts and by loans. Do this for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, and a rich blessing will be granted you. I have a request to make of you. Will you and your son visit Kurrenbong and the place where the new sanitarium is being erected? May the Lord help you to help the men who are trying to do their best for the advancement of His cause. I am glad that you have invested some of the Lord's money in the sanitarium, but it will be a hard pull if our brethren and sisters in Australia do not do more than they have done. All should do their best. There should be no failure in the work of erecting the sanitarium on the land purchased for it. A great work is to be done in Australia. And one important way of advancing this work is the establishment of a sanitarium where the sick can be cared for. All classes of people will come to the sanitarium, those in high positions of trust as well as the more lowly, and the Lord will impress their minds. If there ever was an object where the means locked up in banks would be well invested, it is in such an institution where the sufferings of humanity will be relieved, and the work conducted on the strictest temperance principles. The Lord calls upon those to whom, as His stewards, He has entrusted means to do their best. My heart is in the work. I am very anxious to see the sanitarium in running order. Therefore, my brother, we thank you for what you have done, and ask you to help still further if you possibly can. You will be putting your money into a safe bank, which will yield a rich return, if not in this life, in the life eternal. The building of the sanitarium is the will of God. The work is His work, and we greatly desire that sufficient means shall come in to complete the building. It is to be erected economically, without extravagance or display, but according to the mind of God, so that it will be a memorial for Him among other institutions of the kind. It is to be controlled and conducted on strictly religious principles, and many souls will be saved. Many will believe the truth and keep the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. Thus all classes can be reached, high and low, rich and poor. Every dollar invested for Christ's sake will bring blessing to the giver and to suffering humanity. I am thankful for what you have done. Cannot you help still more? White Estate, Washington, D.C., November 12, 1981.